The Gemara daf in Gimel Beis cites the memory of Rav Kahana. It's Zomer Bitzarach Le'etzim Chayiv Shtayim. If a person prunes and he needs the wood that he cuts, he's chayiv because of improving the growth of the plant, Zoreya, Noteya. Also, he's chayiv Mishum Kotsa. And of course, the Rishonim are bothered by why is that so vital, the requirement of Tzarek Le'etzim? And is this something which is a Machlokes Tanoim, or is this that which is L'chuliyam? And the reason that this is such a pressing issue is because Tzarek Le'etzim addresses not the what question, but the why question. Not what is the person doing, but what is his motivation? Why is he engaging in this particular malacha? And typically speaking, the why question is a malacha hatzricher ena tzricha lagufa, which is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. When you see the Mishnah earlier in Shabbos on Daf Chavtes, where we recite in the Mebalikin and Kichas al Haner, a person engages in a malacha of kibui, he extinguishes. If you ask, what are you doing? The answer is obvious, that no, I'm extinguishing the flame. But the question is, why are you doing so? My answer is, simply, it is preventative. It is for the purpose of conservation. Because if the flame will continue and burn, all of my oil will be wasted. It will be consumed. So what exactly is that halacha of kichas al haner? A machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon maintains that you are potter, melacha sheino tzarich legufa. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that you're chayiv midaraisa. The sugya and avtzadi gimlet beis, the mishnah, hotzas hameis. A further example of a melacha sheino tzarich legufa. I am interested in transporting the mace to get rid of it out of my house. Out of my house. In such an instance, Rabbi Shimon says, for that, you are a potter. And Rabbi Yehuda maintains that's not true. Then you are a chayiv. So those two mishnayis, chavtes, tzadik gimel, two very different examples of melacha sheino tzarich legufa. What exactly is the definition of melacha sheino tzarich legufa? Both address the why question. Am I performing an act of hotzah? Absolutely yes. Am I engaged in an act of mechabe? Of course, but why am I doing so? That's the critical issue. So Rashi writes something that is stunning on Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis, and part of the limud of the sugya is to see, is this a holistic definition of Rashi? Or is this something that Rashi is just using to explain the Mishnah? But Rashi writes the following. You know what? Lacha shino tzarich legufa, eino ela solka meilav. The purpose of the malacha is for removal. Removal of the mace. Hotzos ha-mace. Rashi adds that stunning line. Bertzono lahayabolo. It is something that a person never would have desired. That is Rashi's Kiddush. Removal of that which is undesirable. That is halacha sheino tzarich legufa. That's Rashi's Kiddush. And that fits so beautifully into those two cases. Chavtes, tzadik gimel. I have a mace which is in my house. I am removing that which is undesirable. When they engage in hotzah on the Mishkan, that certainly is not why they would transport something. Removal of that which is desirable. No, it's in order to transport it to a particular destination. Removal of that which is undesirable is not wholly productive, wholly constructive, and therefore it is not considered to be a malacha hatzrich legufa. Kichas al haner, the same thing is true. Why am I engaging in mechaba? The answer is I want to prevent that which is undesirable. It's undesirable all of the shemen be consumed, and therefore I extinguish as a preventative measure to see to it that there is no further consumption of that oil. Rashi's Hagdara. That which is preventing, that which is undesirable. In such a case, that is a malacha, sheino tzarich legufa. One of the most difficult dapim, Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi writes, you should realize that there is a clear link between malacha sheino tzarich legufa and mekalkel. Ooh, that's Rashi's Chiddush. That those sugyas are interwoven. And that fits in so nicely, according to Rashi Shita. Because of the definition of the malacha sheino tzarich legufa is something that is preventative and not wholly constructive, you know, what comes to mind immediately is, oh, that's an issue of tikkun versus kilkul. And Rashi is explicit that indeed that is the case. I'll tell you a stunning balamor, the lamad vav mabez and dafi harif. Balamor writes the following, using Rashi's hagdara. Removal of that which is undesirable, the flame, the mace. That is a malach shenot tzarich legufa. So the Balamor just says something that's striking. You know what? That, how does that fit in with the malacha of Borer? Borer? Isn't that what Borer is? The removal of that which is undesirable? How can there be a malacha of Borer? Why isn't Borer by definition a case of malacha shen tzrich legufa? How can that possibly be? Oh, what a ha'aru. You know what the Balamor's teretz is? You're right. You're right. The malacha of Borer, the malacha of Zoreh, by definition, is an exception to the tour of malacha shenot tzrich legufa, according to Rabbi Shimon. When it comes to other malachas, yes. When it comes to Borer, really? The whole malacha is. So the Balamor writes, that's true. When it comes to other malachas, where typically there's a malachas tikkun, and you're only removing that which is undesirable. Oh, for that, you'll be potter, according to Rabbi Shimon. But Borer by definition, is the Hasara Sapsolis, and therefore, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that you're Chayu. Wow, a Chiddush. That Haggadah the Balamor is using Rashi's understanding of a Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa. One could disagree with that Balamor in a couple of ways. Maybe one could argue that maybe there's a different Haggadah, a different definition entirely to Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa, which is applicable even when it comes to Borer as well. Or I'll tell you number two. Maybe that's not the definition of Borer. Borer is not the removal of psoles, but Borer is tikkun ha'ocha. Tikkun ha'ocha. Well, and that, we'll see you, v'sugyan daf ayin dalet. That's a fundamental machlokes. What is the definition of the malacha of Borer? Is it removal of psoles, or is it considered to be Tikkun ha'ochel? Oh, Yerushalmi, Rambam, the sugyan daf, kuvav. This we'll see. It's a stunning machlokas when it comes simply to the definition of Borer itself. I'll throw out a simple question, but as I mentioned in Shir, the Makoros are not so obvious. The Shir of Borer is a kagrogres. A kagrogres of what? A kagrogres of what? I'll tell you three possibilities, all of which are found. You have to look hard, though. All of which are found. Either it's the shear of Ochel, or it's the shear of Psoles, or it's the shear of the Tarugos. But I will tell you, you know what? The starting point is, well, what's the Hagdaras HaMalacha? If the Malacha is removal of Psoles, maybe it's removal of a Kagrogris of Psoles. If the Malacha is going to be Tikkun Ochel, maybe the shear is going to be defined in terms of the Chetz Shel Ochel, not necessarily in the Psoles, or maybe Tarugos. It's a heavy issue, no? What is the basic shear of the Malacha Borer? That's a stunning comment of Balamor that this is an exception to Malacha Shenot Tzrich LeGufa. What's so magnificent, according to Rashi, is Rashi gives you a Hagdara. That's the definition of a Malacha Shenot Tzrich LeGufa. What's going to be somewhat problematic with that lengthy Tosus and Daf Tzadidah Lamed Aleph is that fits beautifully into Chatez, beautifully into Tzadi Gimel, but it doesn't fit so well into every single case of Malacha Shenot Tzrich LeGufa. It doesn't seem to fit so well on our daf of Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, the case later on the daf of Chofer Guma. So perhaps one's going to have to argue that this is not Rashi's holistic definition of Malacha Shenot Tzrich LeGufa, but that is the Rashi on Daf Tzadi Gimel Beis. And Tosus disagrees. The Tosus on Daf Tzadi Adam Galef writes the following, that no, Tosus gives us a lot of homework. Tosus writes the following. All the Lamites Malachas, you have to sit there and assess, why was it done in the Mishkan? The why question. Why was it done in the Mishkan? And if you engage in that very activity, but for a purpose other than was done in the Mishkan, that is a malacha, shenot tzrich legufa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that no, you do that which is in the Mishkan, you're chayiv. According to Rabbi Shimon, that no, malachas ha-Mishkan requires not simply the what question, I'm doing that which was, but the why question as well. I'm doing so for the very same purpose of. And therefore, you know, you have to work with it. So every malacha, I have to ask myself, why was that the case? So in Hotzah, the case was to transport the chayfetz from here to there. That's not the case in Hotzah Sameis. So therefore, you're not doing it for the same purpose as was done. Mechabe in the Mishkan was done for conservation? Of course not. It wasn't Chos al Haner. They used to engage in kibui for Bishul Samamanim for a very constructive purpose, not just simply for conservation. And therefore, the performance of Meleches HaMishkan, but for a purpose other than, that is considered to be emalacha sheinot tzrich legufa. And why should borer be an exception? If you engage in malacha borer for the purpose, as was done in the Mishkan, it's in such a case. You're going to be chayiv midaraisa. Unlike the Har of the Balamor, unlike according to the Chiddush of Rashi. But that's a pretty stunning machlokes. Rashi and Tosas, the very definition, the Hagdara, of Malacha Shena Tzrich Lagufa. You get to the next daf. No, Sadi Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us the following. Netilas Tziparnayim. A person goes in and cuts a nail. How exactly do you do that? Oh, so the Mishnah's case is, you know, that you do so, let's say, biyad. You rub one nail against the other nail. Well, that's a machlokes relis and a chacham. Is that called Kedarko or is that called Kalacharya? Machlokes tanum. Okay. Is that a typical way of? Ooh, the Gemara says, okay, the machlokes is biyad. We can argue whether this is a normal way of shortening a nail. But the Gemara says the following. But the kli, divrei akol chayim. If you take your implement, you take the nail clipper and you cut your nails, divrei akol chayim. Divrei akol chayim. Mefurish in Gemara. Divrei akol chayim. Let me ask you the following. Is that so obvious? That if you cut your nails with a nail clipper, kedarko, divrei akol chayim. Is that so obvious that that's true? What malacha is this? This is a malacha of gozes, of shearing. You're going ahead and removing that which is tafel to the goof, that which is omed linata. A person goes ahead and Rachmanel Islan severs a limb, cuts a finger. That's not called gozes. But a person goes ahead and cuts hair, cuts a nail, something which is omed linata. A fascinating machlokas Rishonim, 5 days in Rishonim. Malacha, which malacha is bris milah? Milan Shabbos is a malacha daraisa. Mila bizman is mutter, apostle, shlo bizman is aser. What malach is bris milah on Shabbos? Very unclear. 5 days in Roshonim. What malach of bris milah is? One of them is gozes. Maybe it's gozes. Because the arla is somewhat unusual, no? Because the arla is something which is omedes linato, it's tafel to the goof, and maybe it's a malacha of gozes, not a malacha of chovel or shoft or netilas neshama. So a person goes ahead and cuts a nail. Is that a malacha tzrich l'guf or is that a malacha shena tzrich l'guf? So Tosus is immediately bothered. Tosus says, how can the Gemara say divrei akol chayim? This is a malacha of gozes. And when it comes to the malacha of gozes, why did they engage in gozes in the Mishkan? Only because they needed the davar hanigzas. They needed the davar hanigzas. That's gozes. When you go ahead and cut a nail, you're doing it for the same purpose as on the Mishkan. Of course not. You need the nail. You're going to utilize the nail. Absolutely not. So Tosus writes the Chiddush that cutting nails, cutting hair, unless you need the hair, you have a plan for this hair, that is a malacha shenot tzrich legufa. Whoa. But the Gemara says, divrei akol chayiv. So you know what Tosus writes? It doesn't mean divrei akol. It means there's a machlokas, sevelos, machacham, whether this is called kedarko or not, if you so liyad. So if you do so, the kli divrei akol, or less than a chachamim, that is called kedarko. But it doesn't mean divrei akol. There's no bar chlukta. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a malacha shenot tzrich legufa, and it's only nisr derabana. That's pretty unbelievable. No, the Gemara says divrei akol chayiv, and Tosfos says but we assume the halacha pater. No, that's unbelievable. That cutting a nail on Shabbos is going to be a malacha shenot tzrich legufa, which is nisr derabana. Even the Gemara says divrei akol chayiv. The Chiddush Sheharan points out, Saridalu obeys, this would not be true according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Dereakol, cutting a nail is a malacha tzrich legufa. Whoa, that's exactly what Shitase. The definition according to Rashi, malacha tzrich legufa, is something which is preventative. Removing that which is undesirable, but preventative. You know, when I go in and I extinguish this flame, I am not improving the situation at all. I'm maintaining the status quo, preventing further consumption. But if I would remove something which is amleches tikkun, that's amlech hatzrich legufa. So the Chiddush Sheharan writes, according to Rashi, a person is disheveled, you know, and I go over to you and I say, you know, get a haircut. And you go ahead and you get a haircut, and you look great. No? So that's preventative. That's amleches kilkul. That's a malachas tikkun. So Chiddush Sheharan writes explicitly, you don't need the hair. You don't require to use the hair. That is the Malachas Tikkun. That is the Malachas Tikkun. Oh, Ramban. Dafkufav, Nechidushim. Removal of the Arla. Isn't that the greatest Malachas Tikkun? No. Your Chosim Bo Sfis Kodesh. That's a Malachas Tikkun Lekufav. So that's Rashi Shita. That Netilas Siparnayim or cutting hair is Mamish Shemalacha Tzrich Laguf. It's Nisadaraisa. And Divrei Yaakov means Divrei Yaakov. And Tosfos writes, no, it's a Malacha Tzrich Lagufa because in the Mishkan goes, it's only you need the Davar Nigzaz, and that's not true when it comes to Netilas Siparnayim. That's a huge Machlokes. Cutting nails on Shabbos, Nisadaraisa, Nisadarabanan. You know what? A Machlokes Lalachi, you're a dead. Kup Tzariches. Machlokes the Shach and the Taz. Where the Taz writes, this is an Isadaraisa, Malachan Atzrik Lagufa. And the Shach disagrees and writes that this is a Malachashen Atzrik Lagufa, which is only Isadarabana. That's pretty no gay Allah. The Shach and Taz, unbelievable. That a woman is supposed to be Tavelas on Shabbos and she forgot to cut her nails. What about having her nails cut for the purpose of Tefillah al Yedei Akum? Ooh, Sirot the Shach writes, that's a Shvus to Shvus B'makom Mitzvah. Amir Lakum and Amlacha Shinu Tzrich Lagufa. And you know what the Taz writes? It's an Issa Daraisa. In Issa Daraisa A, it's Amlacha Tzrich Lagufa. And B, Malkos Tavchav. That's not Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum is I tell a guy to turn on a light. But if I participate, Misayeya, no, Malkos Tavchav, Misayeya V'Divrako. That's not called Amir Lakum. That's you. So it's unbelievable. What the Shach writes is a Shvus to Shvus. The Taz writes is an Issa Daraisa. No, but the starting point is this machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, malacha tzrich l'gufa, malacha she'eno tzrich l'gufa. So that's Rashi Shita. If something is a maleches tikkun, a maleches tikkun, so how can you call that a malacha she'eno tzrich l'gufa? All the cases of malacha she'eno tzrich l'gufa, there's some impediment that allows me to label this as that which is not wholly, wholly constructive. You know that sugya nakuvah? That sugya nakuva, but you have to really read the sugya very, very carefully, says there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Makalkin. You know what? What machlokes? Where machlokes? Where is there machlokes? Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon about Makalkin. Where is there a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Makalkin? You know what? I'll save you the time. Go through all Tosefta, go through all Mish. There is no machlokas Rabbi Nirishim when it comes to Makalka. There is no such machlokas. So you know what Tosu says? Misorah Yisabiyada. This must have been a tradition that the Gemara had. Because it's not redacted in Tanayim that there's a machlokas Rabbi Nirishim when it comes to Makalka. There is no such machlokas. It's not a kasha. The Gemara says there's a machlokas. The Gemara is a machlokas. This was a Misorah. So Tosu writes online. Misorah Yisabiyada. You know what Rashi writes? Rabbi. This is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Malacha She'eno Tzrich Lagufa. Where's the machlokes? Where's the machlokes? This is this machlokes. Whoa, that's Lashita say, no? Yeah, of course. Because according to Tosfos Lashita, Makalkel is not so directly related at all to Malacha She'eno Tzrich Lagufa. Just because they argue Malacha She'eno Tzrich Lagufa, mecha teisa there's a machlokes when it comes to Makalkel. Whether it's a Ptur Makalkel and it's a Chov L'Mavir, that's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Shimon. Where do you see that that's true? So Rashi writes something unbelievable. This is all the Shita say. Because the problem of Malach She'eno Tzrich L'Gufa is it is not something that is wholly constructed. It's a Malach HaSiluk. Britzon V'Hayobala. You know what that's called? That's called Makalkel. So Rashi writes, well, of course the Gemara assumes that there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Shimon regarding the definition of Makalkel. Because that's an expansion of the machlokes of Malach She'eno Tzrich L'Gufa. You have to work out the detail. But Tosfos assumes they are unrelated, and therefore, Misorah Yisabiyadam. That's a further Shita say. Now on Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. So Tosfos writes, cutting a nail, a Malach She'eno Tzrich L'Gufa, because the only time they engaged in gozes was when they need the Davar Nigzaz, and you don't need the nails. So therefore, that's a malacha she'eno tzrich l'gufa. You look in the Tshuva Sarivash. The Tshuva Sarivash writes, not true. Not every case of gozes in the Mishkan Do they need the Davran Igzaz? You know, you're fashioning the Yerios. And you look at the Yerios, they were magnificent. You know, it looks like they're mamish manicured, no? Looks like lahavdo, no? Looks like a putting green, no? Like everything's exactly, how did they get that? So, you know, perfectly, consistently smooth. It grew that way. It grew, the green grew that way. Yeah, so they had groundskeepers who, you know, didn't take their classes, their learning so seriously, and that's the parasa, not the groundskeepers. Okay, so that's what they do. They manicure the lawn to make sure everything good. It didn't grow that way. You have your Rios. You have your Rios, no? How did it so magnificent? You know what the answer is? Because everything was trimmed. Everything was, all the hides were trimmed. All the fleece was trimmed. All the hairs were trimmed. And what did they do with the little stubble, you know, that fraction of an inch that they would cut off? They would use that. Of course they wouldn't use that. It's the Rivashrai. It's that, what do you mean? You would shear your Rios even though you didn't need the Davran Igzaz. So aside from Rashi, I disagree that even according to Tosis' definition, Mishkan. But in the Mishkan, they would shear even like in the Davran Igzaz. So how does Tosis say that this is a Malacha Shinat Tzirika L'Gufa? Whoa. What does Tosis mean? I could disagree with Tosis defining Malacha Shinat Tzirika L'Gufa differently. But that's not Kasha, so Tosis will say, that's not my definition. No, within Tosis' definition. You find Gozes in the Mishkan, they would shear without. You know what the answer is? Ooh, a secret. You know what the answer is? Tosus b'choros dafkafe. You know what the secret is? You have to know Shas. The secret is kol haTorah kul inecha, no? Tosefta. In Perek Zayin of Masechta Sanhedrin, no? Ashir b'makom achar. Because Tosus and b'choros dafkafe mar alef writes an analogy. Tosus writes the following. The kotzer is to gudule karka as gozes is to balechayim. You know what that means? What exactly is kotzer? Kotzer. Boker dava megidula. You have something which is growing, and all of a sudden, you sever it. Right? That's it. It's now detached from its life source. That's kotzer. You know, a person goes ahead and takes a piece of fruit and cuts it in half. That's kotzer. Kotzer. No. Kotzer means poker of a migidula. Ooh, Sotosis writes in Bacharos that gozes is ochre of a migidula. The hair, the fleece is growing on the back of the animal. And you shear, you cut. That's the mouth of gozes. In other words, gozes is only with a balchai. You have a sheep that's like walking around, and you go in and you shear the sheep, and now that which was growing is now severed. That is gozes. But if you take a hide, which is already detached from the animal, and you shear the hide, that's not ochre davra migidulo. Ochre dav migdula is only on the back of the balchai. And now you know what Tosus will tell you? There is no example in the Mishnah of gozes where you didn't need the davar anigzas. Because why would they shear this sheep? Because they needed it. They needed the wool. They would go ahead and they would manicure the urios. That's not gozes. That's like just cutting a branch in half that's severed from the tree. Ooh, that's the Tosus and Bechoros and the Chafei. That's not gozes in any shape or form. So therefore, there's no raya that you have in the Mishkan. Gozes in the Mishkan is only Oker Rami Gidulo. And therefore, Therios is not a good example of that in any shape or form. Ooh, and therefore Tosus writes, doing it for a purpose other than, that's a malacha, Sheno Tzirich Levu. Ooh, that's Machokas, Rashi and Tosus. Ooh, what the Lushikas says. But both agree that The Malach Hashanet Tzirich LeGuf is not addressing the what question. The what question, what are you doing? That's Misaseh. That's Dovr Sheni Miskaven. Here, this is absolutely intentional, deliberate, well-planned, but the why question, why are you doing so? That is a Malacha Hashanet Tzirich LeGuf. So here in our Gemara, Tzorech Leitzim. Tzorech Leitzim doesn't address the what question. The Tzorech Leitzim addresses the why question. Why are you severing this branch? Why are you severing this branch? So, Tzorech Leitzim. Tzorech Leitzim. So according to Rashi, you have to do it for a constructive purpose. And the constructive purpose is Tzorech Leitzim. According to Tosus, the Mishkan, that you have to do it for the same purpose as was on the Mishkan. So that's fine. But you know what's so difficult with that? That would seem to indicate that this statement of Rav Kahana, Zomer v'tzorech leitzim, is only needed according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, no holds, a malach hashenu tzorech legufa is klater. So now, the only way you will be chayim mishum kotzer is if it's tzorech leitzim. Okay, so maybe one could suggest that in Enoch Inami, that's Mefurish and Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid writes that Rav Kahana obviously is aligning himself with Rabbi Shimon. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malach Hashanet Tzirich LeGuf is Chayiv, Zomer is Chayiv Shtayim. Tzorech Leitzim. You don't need Tzorech Leitzim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But yes, you need it a little bit of Rabbi Shimon. This cannot be the Rambam Shita. Because the Rambam and Aleph Zayin Pasen's like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malach Hashanet Tzirich LeGuf is Chayiv, and the Rambam Perches quotes Rav Kahana, Zomer, Tzorech Leitzim Chayiv Shtayim. I would expect that the Rambam should say, Zomer Chayiv Shtayim. No, Tzorech Leitzim. You see that the Rambam indicated clearly that Tzorech Leitzim is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And I would say, you know what, that's Pashup Shat in the Gemara, because the Gemara introduces Rav Kahana, Zomer Tzorech Chayiv Shtayim. And 10 lines down, the Gemara tells you there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding Lashia Tzorech LeGufa. But a new case, Chofer Guma. What do you mean a new case, Chofer Guma? We just dealt with Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Tzorech Leitzim. The Gemara never links in any shape or form. Pashup Shah, does the Rambam assume that, you know what, that this is L'chuli Alma. Everyone agrees that this is true. Why should that be? The why question is Malach Hashanet Tzirich LeGufa. Oh, so Tosus makes the Sa'ara. As you know, Tosus writes that realize Tzorech Leitzim is essential even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara doesn't link this to Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda at all in any shape or form. Here, even Rabbi Yehuda admits Tzorech Leitzim is considered to be that which is critical. And Tosus writes just an unbelievable model, and Tosus gives you example after example, but something which is stunning. Stunning. Now, you know what? The earlier Shir quote. The Mishnah, in a few cases, presented Shir. And in the vast majority, 34 cases, the Mishnah did not mention any Shir. So what was the takeaway? Now, you know, there are different aspects of Shirim. Sometimes a shear is secondary. Sometimes a shear is hilchos. But sometimes a shear is built into the definition, the fabric of the malacha. And that's true in those five cases. Ad kedei kach such a chiddush that in those cases, even if you hold chatzi shear is an issa d'oraisa, in those cases, chatzi shear is the equivalent of a chatzi malacha. Good? I'll tell you, a similar chiddush Tosus. Sometimes the why question is secondary. Sometimes the why question is secondary. Okay? In which case, Rabbi Shimon says, necessary? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even if you do it for a purpose other than, but undeniably, you do that which is the Mishkan Yerchayim. But there are certain cases, Tosus says, certain cases, where the why question is part of the essence, the definition of the malacha, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you're not doing so for that purpose, it is not a malacha. Even though B'chol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi maintains, Malach Shein HaTzirich LeGufa is Chayim. And Tosus just gives you case after case. Right? You have to spend a lot of time in the Tosus. The cases that Tosus mentions and the cases that Tosus omits.
Omis.
Certain cases, the tam is built in. So Tosfos writes the following. This case of kotzer, tzorach leitzim. Tzorach leitzim is part of the definition of kotzer. Part of the definition of kotzer. Akdei kach, that if it's not tzorach leitzim, that is not kotzer. Not that it's kotzer, but it's a ptura b'lach shein tzorich l'gufa. That is not called kotzer. What exactly does that mean? How would you define kotzer? Kotzer does not just simply mean severing. Severing the branch from its source. If that's all it is, so the why question is Lashon Tzrich L'Gufa. You know what Tosfos assumes? You know how I would translate kotzer? Not as cutting, not as severing, but you know what kotzer is? Harvesting. Harvesting. What exactly is harvesting? If it's not tzorech le'etzim, would you call that harvesting? If the malachi is harvesting. So I see this gardener, he's pruning. I say to him, are you harvesting? He'll say, oh, of course I'm not harvesting. No. Harvesting is when it's tzorech. Tzorech le'etzim. Tzorech le'tzor. Tzorech le'pri. That's not the case whatsoever. Tosfos says, that's not a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. That l'chuliyama. L'chuliyama, that's true. That's the hadaras hamalacha. And therefore, everybody agrees you need tzorach leitzim. This is not going to be my focus, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, Rabkan is the Kuliyama, Zomar b'tzorach leitzim, Chayishtayim. And then Tosfos goes on. If that wasn't enough, and Tosfos gives you case after case after case. Now, it has a dizzying effect, Tosfos. Now, Tosfos says the same thing when it comes to Korea Manas Litfor. Wow. Meaning? That it's not that I need almanas litfor just to make it into a maleches tikkun, because otherwise ripping something is an act of makalkel. No, the definition of the malacha is korea almanas litfor. That's what Tosfos means, no? The definition of the malacha is korea almanas litfor. And Rabbi Kivegir immediately, it jumps, no, that's true. That's against the Gemara Daf Kuf Ayin Beis. Because the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda Yerchayim in certain cases, even if it's not Korei Almanas Litfor. So how could Tosfos assume that the definition of the malach, it's not what Tosfos is trying to prove. There are certain cases that this is the essential definition of the malacha, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a mafurish against the Gemara Daf Kuf. The Gemara says Korei B'machamasa, Korei Omeisa. That's an example of malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, according to Rabbi Yehuda Chayiv. It's not Almanas Litfor. It's not Almanas Litfor. That's Rabbi Kveger's Tzarechiyu, no. Take a look at the stipler, a beautiful teretz, simulamad vav, simulamad ches, the different maduras. Now how do we miyashiv, that kashiv, avi kveger. That's what Tosfos assumes. And then Tosfos tells you another case. Mochek amanas lichto. Wow. That also is a stunning chiddush. That I would have said, maybe the malach is mochek. But why is mochek called the malach is tikkun? You know what the answer is? Because it's malchik, which is amanas lich. No, Tosfos assumes that's the definition of the malacha. The definition of malach is malchik amanas lichto. Malchik amanas lichto. Not malchik amanas lichto. Just like Korea amanas lichto. Realize each one of these is such a chiddush. And Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Mem discusses length in Bir Halacha. What is the status on Shabbos of Korea? Where you're doing it for a constructive purpose, but it's not amanas litfor. Mishnah Berurah assumes it's an isadaraisa. As long as it's a malachas tikkun, I would say not poshim shantosus. No, poshim shantosus is you need amanas litfor for the malacha. The Prima Gondim writes, what about case of mochik, which is a malachas tikkun? You have this painting that's worth thousands of dollars, and someone scribbled on it. So you're gonna pay someone, an artisan, to erase. That's called makalkel. Erasing is makalkel. Erasing, which is a malachas tikkun, but it's not amanas. It's not mochik amanas lichto. Is that an iser deraisa? Is that an iser derabanan? I say poshim shan tosus. This is the definition of the malacha. And anything short of, this is not just an issue of tikkun, kilkul, tzricha, eno tzricha legufa. But Tosfos is presenting the malacha. And Tosfos writes the stunning chiddush. The same thing is true when it comes to a case of dash or schita, where the mashke is holy libud.
if a person is engaging in threshing, and you don't require the davar hanidosh, you're not going to use that which is extracted, that's not kol dash. Extracting a liquid from a solid where it's totally leibud. Oh, that's a Tosfos writes in Maseches Beis. And now that schita can be told of one of two malachos, either malabein or dash. Tosfos realizes there's a heavy difference. Because in the malabein process, what do you do with the dirty water that you wring out? It's holy leibud. But in the dash process, it's inconceivable to have disha with holy leibud. So Tosfos, it's really important to know. Is this a schita which is a told of malabein? Or is this a schita which is a tolda of dash? The gafin is going to be if it's holik libud. Because of tosa, Shabbos, and Gemara Beis, that if it's holik libud, it's not called dash. It's not called dash. Wow. But all of these are great chiddushim in tosa. You have to realize. Now, sometimes you don't realize the jewel, the treasure that you have. Now, tosa is telling you, I'm going to list, you know, four malachas for you, where this is the definition of the malacha. Fascinating ha'ara. Tosa doesn't mention gozei. Tosfos doesn't mention gozeis. Apparently, that there's no requirement in gozeis of kneading the davar hanigzas. But dafka naka. Ooh, because what did Tosfos say in Tzedalna Beis? If a person engages in gozeis and you don't need the tzipornayim, what's the story with that? Ooh, that's Malkokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon of Malacha. In other words, the definition of gozeis is not that you need the davar hanigzas. That's Malkokas Rabbi Yoshua. In other words, Tosfos distinguishes between kotzer and gozeis. When it comes to ktziras eitzim, lo mikra beitzim kotzer ela binyan zeh. But when it comes to gozeis, no, that's Malkokas Rabbi Yoshua. And I would say maybe something to think about. That's especially profound in light of that Tosfos and Bechoros and Daf Kafei, that analogy of Tosfos, that Kotzer is to Gudalei Karkas, Gozes is to Balei Chaim, but realize not a tautology, not absolutely identical. Because if you don't need the Davar Nigzar, that's not Kotzer. If you don't need the Davar Nigzar, well, that's my focus, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Nah? Something to think about. Something to think about. Now here, I'll tell you another possible suggestion. Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Malacha shenu tzrich legufa. Chayev lepotur. Okay. Is there any basis to distinguish between avos and toldos? Avos and toldos. The earlier shirklal. What are the differences between avos and toldos? Could one possibly suggest, like an incredible finish, and that is, when is it that Rabbi Yehuda would maintain that a malacha sheno tzricha legufa is chayiv? You ready for this? Only when it comes to an av malacha. But a tolda sheno tzricha legufa, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, is not forbidden min hatorah. Not forbidden min hatorah. Rabbi Yehuda does not always say that a malacha shenu tzrich is chayiv when it comes to an av malacha. When it comes to an av malacha, that's true. But how do you know that's true when it comes to a tolda? Maybe when it comes to a tolda shenu tzrich legufa, maybe one could argue, you know, maybe that could be an av kamina, right between an av and a tolda, an av and a tolda. You know, when you do with length, the sugya malacha shenu tzrich, you're going to see steers in the Rambam. Sometimes the Rambam says chayiv, sometimes the Rambam says potter, like. You really have to work that out. Now, maybe this could be an approach. If there's a difference between avos and toldos, you have to look carefully. All the cases are amrites kind. All the cases are amrites patra. Are they avos or are they toldos? Avos or toldos? Interesting possibility. Interesting possibility. Maybe in an av malach, yes. But a toldos shino tzrich legufana. A toldos shino tzrich legufana. Why would one distinguish? Why would one think that, that maybe in an av malach, yes, and a told or not? Oh, I'll tell you, Chiddush, the Totos Chaim. Votes. Yeah, Totos Chaim.
You know what here? Interesting Kiddush. There are avos, there are toldos. Are there toldos of toldos? There are avos, there are toldos. We pointed out in earlier shir, now that even toldos is a great Kiddush. Now, a Gemara, Shabbos Tafayin, Xeris HaKosu, Mehena. Are there toldos of toldos? Let's assume. There are avos, there are toldos, but derivatives of the derivative, is that really true? Tosfos Kamer, it's a charifus, no? Malach Hashem Tzarich L'Gufo was not really found in the Mishkan, Tosfos says, right? That wasn't the way it was in the Mishkan. Who was the right of Kiddush? That Malach Hashem Tzarich L'Gufo is only a told. It's also the right Sukkar Rabbi Yehuda. You're chayim, but it's a told. It's a told. So is it so obvious that Tosfos Chaim writes, whoa, that which is a tolda, which is enot tzricha legufa, is forbidden min hatolda. Oh, that's what Rav Nachum Zemer, the Tosfos Chaim suggests, that, you know what, a tolda shenot tzricha legufa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, would not be osur daraisa. That's helpful for us, because Rashi writes explicit. You know, Shabbos and Gemara Beis, Ktziras Eitzim is only a tov, only a tov. To be chay, it has to be Tzricha L'Gufa. But maybe one could suggest something even more basic. Harifus, a tolda, the tolda. I'll tell you simply this. In Av is found in the Mishkan. Baba Kama Daf Beis, Shabbos Talivav, Shabbos Rili Daf Memtes. What about a Tolda? A Tolda typically not found in the Mishkan. Now, Hach Tav Mishkan Chashiva Kari Liyav. The Tolda does not have that status of Mishkan Chashiva. Different days and Tosis. One, two. Didn't meet the standard of Mishkan Chashiva. Therefore, it's only considered to be a Tolda. So ask you the following. Well, if it wasn't found in the Mishkan, and the whole basis of Malachi Shabbos is Mishkan, why in the world is it Aser? Why in the world is it Aser? So, you know what? Like you're going to answer, you're right. It wasn't found in the Mishkan. But there's a link. There's a commonality. What's the link exactly? What exactly is the link? So let's take the Moed Gatunaf Beis. Dav Malach is Zareya, putting a seed in the ground. Okay. What's a told of Zareya? So let's assume that Arsugya, Zomer, pruning. Let's assume Moed Gatunaf Beis Mabeis, weeding, Menachesh. Moed Gatunaf Beis Mabeis, Mashkamayim Mizraim, watering. Well, how do you get from putting a seed in the ground to watering? How do you get putting a seed in the ground to weeding? No? Putting a seed in the ground. And as an expansion of that is taking a plant out of the ground. Like that. What's the link? So if someone asks you that question, like, what makes it a tolda? What makes it a tolda? So wouldn't the very reasonable answer be, you're right. In terms of the act, they're very different. They're very different. Zareya and Zomer, Menachesh, Mashkamayim Mizraim, they're very different. But you know what they share? They share a similar Malachas Machsheves, a similar purpose, a similar Tachlis. Why? Why are you watering? Why are you watering? So as the Rashi points out, my Kadav Beza, to promote the growth of. On the Y level, planting and watering are not worlds apart. Planting and pruning are not worlds apart. That they are both performed for the same purpose of simucha peira, to promote the growth of. In other words, the link between the av and the tovla is the malachas machsheves, the tachlis, the purpose of the why question. The why question. Ooh. Let's assume Tosfos' definition. Malach Hashina Tzarich L'Gufa means you're doing something for a purpose other than. Other than. So imagine a Tol Hashina Tzarich L'Gufa. A Tol Hashina Tzarich L'Gufa. That which you're doing was not found in the Mishnah. The only basis of Chiyuv is, well, there's a shared purpose. But a Tol Hashina Tzarich L'Gufa, you're engaged in an act, not found the Mishkan, not being done for the same purpose as on the Mishkan. What would the basis of Chiyuv be? What would the basis of Chiyuv be? And with this in mind, I'll tell you something I think which is straightforward. You know, the Gleital cites this possibility, right, a Gilyan, a Shas, and Yerushalmi, Zion Beit, that Rav Yehuda only is Mechayiv and Av, Shina Tzarich L'Gufa, not a Tolda, not a Tolda. So the Egle Tal, right, and Kot Tzeros Yud Zion writes the following, that's enough Gamina between an Av and a Tolda. So he asks a very simple question, a question you know. The Gemara struggles to find enough community to have an atolda. No? Well, Rabbi Loza, the Chavetol Makamav, I heard that Makalei Tolda. The Gemara sounds like it's finding a very, very hard time coming with enough Kamina. Who the Tosus? Why not Hasra? If this really is true, this is a great enough Kamina, no? A great enough Kamina. Someone's going to give you a list of differences, and I've not told you. I'm going to tell you front and center. Malach Shein Tzarich L'Gufa. But you know what? The Teretz is too good. The Gemara doesn't say that. So that's what the Gleital writes. How can you even suggest something? If you're going to outsmart the Gemara, no? The Gemara says, no difference, right? And you're going to say, yes, difference. But in Lumdus, I would tell you, maybe that's not such a strong gosh. Because the reason that a Tolo Shein Tzarich L'Gufa is potter is not because it is a kula of todos versus avos, but it's a non-starter. It's not a tolda. It's not a tolda. That's not what the Gemara is bothered by. The Gemara says, look, chotzah is an av, chnas is a tolda. If something is a tolda, what are the differences in the prati adi? According to the structure, very simply, you know what? What makes it a tolda is the link of the tzorech. And if it's a tolda, shino tzorech l'gufa, you know why you're not chayiv? Because it is not a tolda. That's the question of the Gemara. What's the difference between an av and something which is not a tolda? That's why the Gemara doesn't suggest this nafgamina. This is not a kula within the prati hadin of the tolda, but rather very simply, it's a non-starter. The only thing that makes it into a tolda is, and therefore not surprising then, that one could envision that Rabbi Yehuda only mechayev an av shino tzarich l'gufa. It was found in the Mishkan, but something neither found in the Mishkan nor an expansion of the purpose of av. Why in the world would you be chayev? Maybe the most you can argue is okay, midrabanan. You know, so I would tell you that's a fine lumdus. A difference between an av malach as opposed to a tolda. So here I'm just going to throw out a question. Right? We don't have time, but next week. This is all unbelievable, according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, this possible chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda, who maintains a malach shenei tzarich l'chayiv only av not tolda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. But a malach shino tzarich l'gufa is an issur d'rabbanan, it's potter. But I like this one. I think you got that sense. Now that I like this. No. So, is there any way like to work this into Rabbi Shimon? What do you mean? A malach shino tzarich l'gufa now is an issur d'rabbanan. Malach shino tzarich l'tolda is an issur d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan. So here I'm going to tell you that not all Isurei Drabanan are equal.
in Shabbos, and this you'll see, ooh, from the Tosos, I'm Gimel Beis, Damascus Mafarik.
There are different levels of Yisurei Drabanan. And this is the Yisod when it comes to Masechet Shabbos. Well, let's assume, for example, a person makes a kinyan on Shabbos.
That's an Yisurei Drabanan.
That's a gzeira mishum kosev. Person rides a horse on Shabbos. This is the Rabbanan. A gzeira mishum kosev. Does it make sense to say riding a horse is kotzer de Rabbanan? That sounds very strange. No. Making a kinyan is kosev de Rabbanan? Sounds unusual. No? Let me give another example that you know. Ein Gemara Beis. Dash. Midaraisa. Midaraisa. Shitas HaChachamim. Shabbos Ayinim and Aleph. Ein Disha Ela B'Gdilei Karka. Good. A person performs Dash. Shelo B'Gdilei Karka. You're going to tell you that's an Isser D'Rabbam.
I would suggest there's a world of difference between Disha Shelo B'Gdilei Karka and riding horse on Shabbos. Riding horse on Shabbos is a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. It's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. Riding horse on Shabbos is not Kotzer D'Rabbanan. Riding horse on Shabbos is Shema Yavo Lidei Kotzer. It's a Gzeira.
Disha Shelo B'Gdilei Karka, I'm going to tell you, that's Dash D'Rabbanan. It's not just simply a Gzeira, that if you squeeze the chilazon, which is not the karka, you may end up squeezing a grape. It's not just a gzeira. That's what dash is, the extraction of. You're right, so midaraisa ain't disha el de karka. But that which you're doing is disha, it is dash to Rabbanan. You know what this is called? This is one of the most important hagdaros in all of Shabbos when it comes to din Rabbanan. The difference between a malacha d'rabanan, as opposed to a gzeira d'rabanan. A gzeira d'rabanan means, you know what, A and B, there's no resemblance whatsoever. But Chazal were concerned, as a siyag, that A could lead to B. But when it comes to Disha Shlomo de Lekarka, ooh, the bottom Tosus, there I would tell you, it's not just simply that, you know, A can lead, that what you're doing is Disha d'rabanan, a malacha d'rabanan, as opposed to a gzeira d'rabanan. And that requires another shir klali next week. What are all the nafgaminas between a malacha d'rabanan as opposed to a gzeira d'rabanan? And there are many, 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 many. And now I'm going to ask you the question, but you have a week to work on it. No. According to Rabbi Shimon, malacha shenu tzrich legufa is Nisa Drabana. Is that a Gzeira Drabana? Or is that a Malacha Drabana? And could one have the audacity to suggest that maybe that could depend on whether it's an Avra or whether it's a Tolman? If it was found in the Mishkan, it was found in the Mishkan, but it doesn't meet the requirements of like G'dulei Karka. Oh, that found in the Mishkan, that's a malacha d'rabanan. But if something was not found in the Mishkan at all, and it's not being done for the same purpose, what exactly is the link? That's much harder to call a malacha d'rabanan. Maybe even according to Rabbi Shimon. Av malacha shenetzirik legufa is a malacha d'rabanan. And it told us in the Tzrik Lugufa, it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. But we're going to have to see, does it really make a difference? The answer is absolutely, absolutely. There are many, many nafkaminas between a Malacha D'Rabbanan and a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. A Malacha D'Rabbanan is more chomel in many ways than just a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. A Gzeira. One of the Yesodos in Shin Chaches is for a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. We will allow Gzeiros D'Rabbanan, but we will not allow a Malacha D'Rabbanan. Would you allow a Malacha Sheino Tzrich Legufa for a Chol Sheino Sakana? That's a Dion in the Meiri, Shabbos Kav Tesan Beis.
this wedding wrap. Heavy, heavy issues. No? Our sugi with Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe even according to the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. If you can, go over these hadaras. This will carry you through, right? Not only this perek, it'll carry you through the Masechta, it'll carry you through life. Now the hadaras of Melech Shabbos, right? And this possibility of different tiers, different levels of Yisurei D'Rabbanan Hashem.